My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Jones joins us now. Mike, yeah, I caught up with you on the phone the other night. You were in Pittsburgh getting ready to see the Steelers. What'd you find out about the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson quarterback dilemma?
Well, I don't think it's much of a dilemma right now, at least not in the minds of Mike Tomlin. He is very adamant that Russell Wilson is his guy. He continues to say he's got pole position on this job, and it's going to take a whole lot for Justin Fields to overtake him for this. They just feel like even though Russell Wilson didn't play in that game on Friday and just started practicing last week because of a calf strain, they feel like he's the guy that gives them the best opportunity to win now. They feel like Arthur Smith's offensive system and his creativity is going to put Russell Wilson in position to kind of be as effective or similarly effective to what he was in Seattle with a strong run game, play action, shots down the field. That's what he does well, not the timing West Coast offense type of stuff that he was asked to do in Denver with Sean Payton. But they really like Justin Fields. They like what they've seen from him. He got the start. He was 5 for 6, I think for like 67 yards. He had a couple drives that were killed by a bad snap connection between him and the center. They changed centers, and then they started moving the ball. They feel like they have a guy that can help them win now, and a young guy who's promising just needs a little more seasoning. And so I would not be surprised if at some point we see Justin Fields take over that job, but for right now they don't feel pressure to rush him into that job.
Mike, you ever had an employer publicly say it's not a big deal if we employ Mike Jones like Jerry Jones did to CeeDee Lamb?
No, I have not.
Good for you.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice. I don't know if I would have stayed, you know? But it's amazing to me just the way that Jerry Jones has handled this thing, not just with him, but also with Dak. The longer they wait, the more the price goes up. I mean, they could have gotten these taken care of last year, and how many quarterbacks got deals, how many wide receivers got deals, and so the asking price keeps going up. And I guess, you know, Jerry's trying to play poker there and, you know, and just not give in, but this is not going well. And when you have a head coach who's in a lame duck season and the pressure is on to win, and you've got all this animosity building up because you're not paying your quarterback. You haven't given him his best weapon back on the field yet. I don't know. This might be a disaster of a season for the Cowboys.
Mike Jones is with us here on G&D of The Athletic. He's been making the rounds, training camps, preseason. Seen a lot of the teams over the last few weeks. I'm going to take Jaden Daniels out of the equation locally because we're going to dive in on the Commanders in just a minute. But the rest of the rookie quarterbacks, some guys really showed well this weekend. You know, among them, Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy looked awesome for the Vikings. Bo Nix had a really good first game for Denver. Michael Penix got the start and did some good things for the Falcons. I know we're taking it with a grain of salt. It's the preseason. It's vanilla coverages. But who stood out to you the most of those guys? What do you take out of those outings?
Well, I mean, look, Caleb Williams looked, I think, like Caleb Williams needed to look. You know, there's so much pressure, but he, you know, carries himself as if he's the guy. They put a lot around him. And so for him to go out there, he looked sharp. I think it was 187 yards, like you said, or something like that. He balled out like the number one pick. The other guys did well as well, seeing some good things for them. That's what you want if you're a franchise. But again, I try not to get overly excited about what I see in the preseason because they're not game planning. They don't have game film on them. once we get to the regular season, that first 4 weeks, we'll see what happens. We'll see as these defense coordinators figure out the weaknesses and strengths and start attacking them. But just from a standpoint of understanding what to do in their offense, where to go with the ball, connection, accuracy, I thought there was a lot of good things that some of these young quarterbacks showed.
Do Hassan Reddick and or Brandon Ayuk get traded?
I don't think so. The Jets came out saying that they're not trading Hassan Reddick, and they're dug in on this. And so I don't know how this game is going to end, but they are not giving him away. They already have traded to get him, and so they don't want to get rid of him for nothing. They have no leverage right now, so they're best to hold on to him. Brandon Ayuk, I still think that they might work something out. There were some talks with other teams. The Steelers seemed like they were kind of close, but they weren't able to give the 49ers the compensation they want. And so I think maybe after hearing, okay, what were the offers? What were teams giving you? All right, look, maybe we weren't as far off. Maybe we can find a way to get this thing worked out. They want him. They know that they have a window to win a Super Bowl, and he gives them a better chance having him than not having him. And so I think that it might drag on a little longer, but they might get something done.
Mike, thank you, buddy.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Be good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.